Hello? Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Emma from Local Splash. Is this Caleb?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in just to discuss the progress of your account with you. Do you have about 10 to 15 minutes?
Yeah, I might right now. Yeah, I probably could.
Okay, right. Perfect. Please be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes, okay? Right, so today I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we've done for your campaign, and I'll walk you through your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it, or see if you've got questions about your website, or if you have any questions in general.
Okay.
So it's been 32 days since you joined Local Splash, and so far we are done with content creation, which is search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. Now, as for your
can
goal,
I answer one phone call just a second? I'm sorry about that. I'm getting one phone call. Thank you so much. Oh, am I back on the phone with you?
Yes, sir. All right. So going back, I was going to ask about your Google Business Profile. I see that it's processing. Did you just recently complete the video verification?
Yeah, I did. Last time they said that I didn't have access to my truck, and this time I did start it, so hopefully they can see I have access to it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hopefully. Yes, hopefully the listing gets verified with that video verification. But just so you know, if in case that still would fail, we'll continue to contact Google so we can have that live video verification, because last time they denied it because they asked that you redo the video verification or at least try it again. So from now, we'll continue to monitor the status of the Google Business Profile. We will let you know if you'll have to proceed with the live video one or if it gets verified, okay?
Yeah, I do have one question, too, about the phone number you guys have given me. Is there anything that I can do about the phone number? Because it seems like most of the people that call it, they, like, don't want to click on the numbers and stuff, and they would rather talk to me than the automated voice. Is there anything else that we can do about that?
So they want to bypass, or you want to bypass the automated voice, like the part where they have the press option, correct?
Yeah. It just seems like most of them just hang up at that point.
And I understand. So yes, I'll submit a request to get that removed. If in case that's not something that we can, I believe that's something that we can do, but just in case if it isn't something that we can do, I'll contact you back, okay? But as far as I know, we should be able to remove that part.
All right. Yeah, that would be great for me.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And then just to really set proper expectations, by the time the listing gets verified, it would take about 2 to 3 weeks to start getting results on a Google Maps section. But for maximum result, that could take about 45 to 60 days. So we're looking at 6 to 8 weeks. So please just give us the time to continue working on this campaign. And
yeah, I heard 3 to 6 months minimum, so before I start really showing up on Google.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm sure there should be progress. You don't really have to wait for 3 months before you start seeing results, but gradually. It takes effort and consistency when we talk about, like, ranking. So we'll continue working Now, if there is something that you can do to help speed up the progress of your account, we need you to please, as early as now, start campaigning for reviews. So by the time the listing is verified, you will have that link. We'll send it to you. And then at least you know who are those people who are willing to give you reviews to help you build your Google business profile, okay?
Awesome.
All right. And then also, working as an excavator, excavation contractor, I'm not sure how often you take pictures, but pictures would also going to be helpful. We'll use those pictures for the automated weekly posting. The pictures will go not just to the Google Business Profile, but also to your website. So we need them in. Continue to send them in or upload them straight from your app or the client dashboard. It can be pictures of your completed job. It can be before and after pictures, or it can even be short video clips, okay?
Awesome.
Anything where we can highlight your work. And then also, just to confirm, do you have the Splash app installed, or
how are you? I do not
right now. Not right now, okay. I suggest, we highly recommend downloading the Splash app so it would be easier for you to manage the performance check on the performance on the campaign. So
what's
in case you have questions, the Splash app, the local Splash app.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yes, every email that we send you, at the bottom of it, there's an icon that you can press if you have an Android or an Apple phone, and that would route you to where you can download the app. So, might as well
do that. I got to download it now.
Okay, perfect. And then the app, there is an option for you to chat with one of us if in case you have questions or concerns. Other than that, that's also where you can see the results of the Facebook ads that we've been running. And so far, I see that we've been gaining audiences on the Facebook ads, so we need you to please continue to manage your business Facebook page. We are running your Facebook ads, but we're not social media managers. So that means we are not responding to Facebook comments or messages. We don't ask people to like your page or follow your page. That's something that you have to do. At most, if in case you really need help with your Facebook page, at most, we can do a weekly posting for you, but that's if you can no longer, like, say, for example, you get so busy and you need help creating the posting on your Facebook page, then we can do that. Also, if in case you get to a point where you can no longer, like, upload pictures on Facebook, we can also do that. As I've mentioned, if in case you'll be sending over pictures, it will go straight to your website and the Google Business Profile, but not automatically to Facebook. So if you need help with that, let us know, okay?
Awesome.
All right. So far, I would say we're just really waiting for Google to review that video that you have submitted. And once we get a response, hopefully there is no need to re-verify. By the time it gets verified, then we will let you know. We'll send the tiny URL. We'll inform you so you can start gathering reviews. And then your website, if I may ask, when was the last time you have visited it?
I have not. You guys set up a different website with a different URL, correct?
The website, your website, it is diggitydirttx.com.
Mine is diggitydirt.com, but you guys, I think, made the TX one.
The one that we're using, sir, it's the one with the TX. So, do you have an existing? Let me see. Oh no! Sorry.
I did have it, but I didn't have anything up yet. I bought the domain and everything, but I have not made the website for it yet. So, then you guys offered to do it, so I never went around to doing it. But then you guys started a different domain, so.
Okay, see what happened. Sir, if you bought the diggitydirt.com, then please just grant us access to it so we can apply the layout on the diggitydirt.ex to your own domain. Would you be able to do that? Do you happen to know, is it with GoDaddy, Google? Because if that's the case, I can send over an instruction on how to delegate access. That way, again, we can apply the layout to the correct domain that you wanted to use.
Yeah, did you guys already start the website then? I didn't really look at it.
Yes, you can visit DigitiDirtyX.com. That's the current website that we have built for you. And again, if you'd want that to be transferred to the one that you purchased, DigitiDirt.com, we can do that, definitely. But we just need access to that domain. So, the DigitiDirt.com, is it with GoDaddy, with Google, with Squarespace? Who's hosting it?
It was with Namescheap.
Okay.
And then I can contact you guys then and have anything changed on the website that I want changed then, right?
Yes, of course, sir.
And then I can, like, walk through it with you guys.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So for now, again, if you want to use DigitiDirt, we need access to that. So you have to contact the one who's hosting the domain. So
I'll probably walk through someone in the next week over there on how I want everything changed on the website. Then we can set it up together then.
Yes. Well, sir, they don't necessarily have to really be on the phone and making edits to the website. As long as we get access, we're delegated access, then we should be able to help you with whatever you want on the website. So the only thing that you have to do is to contact them and ask for assistance on how to grant local / access to the website, okay?
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, though, I see that we have the DigitiDirt that's on the Google Business Profile, and that's not an up and running website. Although we have created the DigitiDirtyX.com, but we're not promoting it. So So it's more like it's there, it's ready, but it's not being promoted because again, we have your own website. So we need to get access to that as soon as possible. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then also, sir, if in case you really would like to start getting calls or leads without having to wait to 45 to 60 days time frame, there is an option for you to start running paid ads. Your account is eligible for the Google Ads program. It's a pay-per-click campaign, meaning you only have to pay if someone will click on the actual ad. And the good thing about paid ads is that it definitely will always complement local SEO, and it fastens, it shows or it gives us results faster in just 2 to 3 weeks. So if that's something you'd like to try, please let us know, okay?
Was that the one that I heard is like several dollars per click then, or?
It actually depends on your market, sir. Sometimes it would only cost like 56 cents, but sometimes there are per click that will cost you $21. So it depends on a lot of things, including your competition. So it's like a bidding. So the more people running an ad in that area, the more competitive the area is, the higher the cost per click is. But there is obviously a way to lessen the cost per click. So that also depends on how good the ad is. So, but yes, the pay-per-click, that really depends.
Yeah.
So, yes, anything else?
I don't think so. I think that was everything I had to ask.
Yes, sir. If anything, you have our phone number. You can send us a text message if you have questions or call or chat through the client dashboard or the app, okay?
Okay, and you said the phone should be able to get routed directly to me then.
Yes, I'll submit a request for that one so people no longer have to press options.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Well, thank you for your time today. You stay safe, and you have a good one.
You too. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.